young people. If I wasn't studying, I was selling hot dogs to make money to buy school supplies, or working with children, or volunteering at the Return to Happiness office. I never went dancing. I never just hung out with other people my age, not unless it was to plan a peacemaking event. The work seemed endless. Then, in September 2000, I was invited to go to the United Nations in New York to talk about my work. There were four of us representing the Children's Movement for Peace. Mayerly came from Bogota, Sebastián from Medellín, Leonardo from Mapiripan, and myself. We talked about our lives and our work in front of many United Nations delegates and showed the film Soldiers of Peace, a Children's Crusade that CNN had made about our movement in 1999. Each of us had different experiences of violence and very different ways of making peace. Leonardo, who is 13 years old, talked about a terrible massacre in his village that forced everyone to leave. He went to Mapiripan with his family. There, he got involved in a project that established territories of peace in public parks and playgrounds. These were areas where children could go to solve conflicts without violence. Sebastián had been shot in the head by mistake during